Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Let's talk today about your Medicare premiums and how you handle the management of those premiums, specifically how much you have to pay. You know, we do have means-tested benefits for Social Security and for Medicare. You know, the more you make on your Social Security benefit, it can trigger additional taxation on your Social Security income. And then on Medicare, the more you make, the more premium you potentially have to pay. Now, most Medicare beneficiaries, if you're on Part B, you have to pay, as of 2020, about $144 a month for your Part B. But if you make over certain income thresholds, you have to pay more. And for a married couple, if you make over $174,000 in income, and that's any income that contributes to your adjusted gross income. So if it shows up on your tax return and it goes to adjusted gross income, it's going to be counted in that number. So this is before your tax deduction or even your standard deduction. So anything, if you're over $174,000 for married filers, if you're a single filer, if you're over $87,000. And then there are different tiers. Initially, you know, the first tier, you get hit with a surcharge of about almost $70, and then it just starts going up from there. And if you know, up to a tier where you get hit with an additional over $350 per person. So married spouse, that'd be times two. So this is important to manage, and here's the challenge. Like, your premium this year for Medicare Part B in 2020 is based on your income in 2018. Well, what if you had something change? And the most significant thing is, what if you've retired? Well, believe it or not, you have a right under the law. If you retire, that's what's called a life-changing event in the Medicare rules. And you have a right to have your Medicare premium reduced based on your expected income after retirement. You have a right to have that changed. And there are several things that are defined as life-changing event, but the main one is if you retire or if you cut way back on your hours and you're going to earn much less money. But here's the thing. Let's say this year you're planning on selling a capital asset. Maybe you have a piece of real estate and you're going to sell it and make a profit. Or maybe you have stocks and you're going to sell them and harvest those capital gains. Well, the flip side of that is, in 2 years, when you get to 2022, selling off that capital asset is potentially going to trigger additional Medicare surcharges. So how you manage your Medicare premiums and understanding how all these things are interrelated is an important part of your retirement plan. So when you look at putting together a plan to take advantage of things like reduced capital gains rates, which many people have in that sweet spot of retirement between retirement age and age 72, you do have to at least be cognizant, how might this affect my Medicare premium 2 years from now? So a critical part of your planning, understanding how all of those things are related.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.